Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now the Passover was approaching, the Feast of the Jews. The Feast of the Passover was a pilgrimage feast. All Jewish families were to travel to the temple in Jerusalem to celebrate. It was not optional. It was an everlasting ordinance to remember the great deliverance from slavery in Egypt. God commanded through Moses, but if anyone who is clean and not on a journey fails to keep the Passover, that person shall be cut off from his people because he did not bring the Lord's offering at the appointed time. That man shall bear his sin. Numbers 9, verse 13. God expected to provide a time to rejoice and be refreshed in his word to his people, and then he expected them to join him for that time. Now, Moses gives two exceptions in Numbers chapter 9 for missing the Passover. If a person had become ritually unclean by contact with a dead body, say your family member passed away, and you had to help prepare the body for burial, or because the person was away on a very long journey, and a reason you might have been away on a very long journey in those days was to go to the funeral and burial of somebody in your family. There wasn't a whole lot of traveling being done in those days. So for these exceptions, people in these situations would wait and celebrate a lesser Passover 1 month later than the greater Passover. It seems that John in his gospel is referring to this lesser Passover. This means that the great crowd following Jesus out into the Galilean wilderness was not just suffering from being out in a desolate place with nothing to forage for food, and the hour was late, and there's nothing to eat, and there's no grocery store to raid. These people with Jesus had either been forced by circumstance to be away on a far-off journey, or more likely, they had recently suffered the loss of a relative by death, or both. And so the consequences of death for these people are intensified. Not only are they mourning the loss of a loved one in their family, they're being forcibly excluded from the rest of the Jewish community during a time of celebration, or they had someone sick in their family, as the text indicates they were following Jesus because of the signs he was doing on the sick. Now the story is starting to sound a little familiar to us today. These people are under a forced quarantine, so to speak, from the holy city. And so their tears of mourning and sadness and perplexity are mixed with a joy of a time that was supposed to be observed. They could use an excuse to rejoice. There's a need for a little joy in life. The Lord Jesus in John's gospel has already been to Jerusalem, and it did not go well. In John chapter 5, chapter before our story today, Jesus healed a man on the Sabbath. The Jewish leaders sought to persecute and kill Jesus for that. Also, there was mourning because the beheading of John the Baptizer had just occurred. It seems that the whole background of today's gospel is death, mourning, ritual impurity, sickness, separation from the rest of the community, and then for the crowd following Jesus, hunger in a desolate place. Today, our Passover is drawing near, the feast of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. the real Passover, the great Passover. And here we come to that great Passover with great difficulty for many days now, and bad news piled on top of bad news. Chinese Wuhan virus, whatever you want to call it, has reared its ugly head. Sometimes we might like to retreat away as Jesus did. It would be nice to go across the sea, up in the hills to pray alone, to social distance and quarantine in place. But no matter how far you might retreat, problems don't go away, do they? There is no rest for the weary. For one thing, the sinful flesh and its lusts, the devil always schemes and is at hand to try and tempt us. We seem to always be out in that wilderness, running out of joy by the moment. We're like that gangly crowd following after the Lord in the wilderness, scattered away from our true home, always at least a little mournful, hungry for a better day, hoping for the best today and tomorrow. Today, the fourth Sunday in Lent, is refreshment, rejoicing in the midst of the Lenten time. We signify as much. We've changed the color of the day from violet up to a little rose. Today, more than ever, we ought to realize that and take heart. We don't belong in Lent. It's not our home. We don't belong in the wilderness on pilgrimage. We don't belong separated from our fellow Christians either in life or in death. And further, this temporal life is just not our home. It's not our final destination. Always as Christians in this life, we're in pilgrimage. We're going onward to a true home ahead, to a greater Passover. And like the wilderness crowd, we are not forsaken by Jesus on our way with him. He lifts up his eyes and saw the great crowd, and he saw them and their pain and their sadness. And he sees you and sees yours too. He knows your pain. He knows your sadness. He knows your sufferings, your temptations, your flesh. He knows you're lacking out in the wilderness. He knows. He sees. And he acts. He does not stay socially distant from anyone. Here he comes forth, provides, gives comfort, gives a reason to rejoice even in suffering. Jesus and his disciples have the people to recline in the grass as if they are at a festive table. And they bring to them and serve to them the miracle bread, blessed and broken. The people are treated like royalty. And they didn't do anything to deserve it. It all comes out of Jesus' love and compassion for them by his grace. Jesus changes time of hunger and mourning and loss into one of rejoicing and abundance and blessing. Jesus is changing that approaching Passover for us too, from one that celebrates the past, the old way of living under the law, being beaten up, tried and put down, to one that celebrates the past, to one that looks to him as the fulfiller of the past and provider and redeemer of the present and the future. And that's your reality today, here and now. You too might be in the wilderness of this world, full of its sickness and death and mourning and impurity, separated from God and neighbor by your sinful condition. And without God's intervention, we all would be lost and condemned on our own account. The past unfulfilled, the present uncertain, a future without hope. But Jesus will not let it. His overabundant feeding of the people at that little lesser Passover out in the wilderness points to a really big reality for you and me. He came to sacrifice himself at Jerusalem and at the temple as a greater and even more abundant bread from heaven. His flesh would be real meat indeed. His blood would be real drink, given and shed for the forgiveness of sins, given and shed to conquer death and mourning and impurity and separation from God and from neighbor. Given and shed to bring real peace, real comfort and joy, to change your time of hunger and mourning and loss and despair and anxiety and separation into a time of rejoicing and abundance and blessing and comfort. Given and shed to fulfill and redeem the past, to give certainty and blessing to the present, to redeem and provide a future boundless in its hope and its joy. Are you stuck at home all week, like we are? Maybe all the time? Boys driving you up the wall? Needing to rejoice a little bit in the midst of this life and its pandemics and its panic and its uncertainty? Here you are. The Lord Jesus feeds you with his comforting and abundant word from heaven on this day. He has not left you, and he has not forsaken you. And all things are in his righteous hand, and all enemies are vanquished under his feet, virus included. He bestows his forgiveness and blessing upon you. He has comforted and assured you and strengthened you to keep on marching, to keep heading straight ahead, to that great Jerusalem on high, where rejoicing without measure is even now for our brothers and sisters who have gone before us, even now takes place. A rejoicing that no eye has seen, no ear has heard on this earth, where all the saints and angels' hosts sing the songs of Moses and the Lamb. World without end. Oh, that we were there. We will be. So friends, do not mourn, grieve this life or this death or the threat of this death like you are a people who have no hope, because you have hope. Mourn our dead, and it's right to miss them, and it's long to see them again. Fear for a time that which harms the body. And stay safe, but even more, fear God and love God and trust God, who created and redeemed and sanctified you, body and soul, who with his own blood has made you fit for eternal life. Turn this morning in fear into singing and rejoicing for a new Jerusalem on high, great and free, knowing that all of us who die in Christ do not die in vain, even as our Lord did not die in vain, but instead conquered death and sin and devil for once and for all. The great Passover from death to life is coming on. And when you and all who believe on his saving name will celebrate that eternal feast with him, you will know he has cleared the way through the grave into an eternal resurrection and joy without measure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord.